Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible, unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Topics ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk. Real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in. Well. In the beautiful. It's incredible. It's incredible. You hear it. You hear it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. I am your host, Mr. Incredible.
And I'm Rel, the Black Dr. Phil. And it is a Wednesday night at 9:30. You know what it is. No empire. How about that? No empire. 9:30. Y'all turn the channel right now. Blog Talk. What's our thing? Blog Talk. It's incredible. MS Incredible. That's how you find us. 323-870-4010. The Art of Intimacy Show. It's incredible. The NBA playoffs is heating up right now. Heating up. We in the semifinals. Cleveland Cavaliers playing Atlanta Hawks. Cleveland is up in the series 1-0, and they're playing right now as we speak, and Cleveland is up by 36 points in the third period. So looks like they're going to go up 2-0 in this series, and Atlanta might get done with. Toronto Raptors playing the Miami Heat. Eastern Conference Heat is up 1-0. So, you know, if they beat the Raptors, you might get to see LeBron against his old team and Dwayne Wade and those guys, so that's interesting. And the Western Conference semifinals, you got the San Antonio Spurs against the Oklahoma City Thunder. That series is tied 1-1. That is a good series. They play again on Friday, so check that out. And you got the Golden State Warriors against the Portland Trail Blazers, and Golden State leads that series 2-0. Without their star player, Steph Curry. It's very interesting. It's heating up. It's heating up.
All right now.
Yeah. I'm interested. So if I disappear for a minute, don't mind me.
No. Don't encourage that. Don't encourage it.
Nah.
So what else is going on?
Donald Trump.
I think he is the Republican nominee officially.
So what does that mean? He's the candidate? Like he's going to be one of the choices?
Yes.
Oh boy.
For the Republican Party. Yes.
I was near the Trump Tower the other night. I should have pissed on it.
Lord.
Sorry. Let me not feed my political views.
No. Just hope
anyway,
the whole
thing. He's a little right. Boy though, man. He got. Wait. Let me tell you. I can't lie. There was one point in my life I was intrigued with Donald Trump back when I was younger. I have to admit. You know, back when the Trump brand was just all over, and I guess what was his wife's name, Ivana, or whatever her name was, and. You know, I was a little intrigued then, but now it's like, geez, what's up with this guy?
Well, he's an excellent businessman, but that's it.
Right. That's all it is. And real estate or casinos and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, but that's it. And he's, oh, how old is he? He's like 70-something? I think his mind, he's losing his mind, I think, for real. He's losing his mind. Is he even born in America? Is it, I know his wife wasn't. His wife, Melania, whatever her name is, she wasn't born.
I don't think any of his wives were.
Oh, yeah, we need to put that out there. We got to check his birth certificate. None of his wives
exactly.
were. Exactly,
so
the same
thing he
country,
did.
Like, on some modeling agencies or something like that. That's what he did. Because I think his current wife is, I believe his current wife is from Norway. I think she's from Norway or something. That's where she was born. And now she about to be first lady. She settled down. That's what she did. She settled down.
Yeah. That's what she did.
She settled down. She settled down a relationship. Got that half a billion. She got her money. She did the right thing.
She settled down and took it to the next level.
Round of applause for Melania.
Round of applause for her. That's
yeah,
good.
Round of applause for her. She settled down. She settled down.
All right, well, that takes us into our topic tonight. Settle down, settle down. So,
you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
No, are you ready to settle down?
Oh, yes, I am. Are you?
Okay. Who, me?
Yes.
Wait, I'm interviewing you. Hold on. I'm not finished.
Oh, that's what we're doing right now?
No, I'm just saying, you ready to settle down. I want to put that out there. You know, you're female. You're a nice-looking woman. And you're putting it out there to the world that I'm ready to settle down. If you listening, 323-870-4010, are you ready to settle down? What's going on in your relationship? Because we got Miss Incredible here talking about she ready to settle down. I mean, she ain't settled in. Y'all fellas better listen up.
Oh, that's what that means? Calling.
That's what that means. They better listen. If I was a listener and you said, I'm ready to settle down, oh, I'd be the first one on the line. You know what I mean? I'd be the first one on the line, but I don't know what they doing. They just sitting back waiting, but something got to give.
So what do you think some of the benefits of settling down is?
You know, one thing is definitely, you know, we live in America, the capitalist society, so money, money, you know, that's definitely, you know, a plus. You know, you settle down with someone, usually you tend to share expenses one way or another, whether you're splitting bills or whether you're just hanging out with one another, you know. It's a lot easier. And you got somebody there like, oh, no, I got your meal. You're like, what? Oh, wait, I ain't got to buy my own food. Hold on. Okay, great. You know, some people don't have that. So I think that's definitely a plus, especially being in the United States of America. Everything is about, you know, the dollar. So I would say that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, settling down doesn't always mean marriage. So we'll make that clear. Oprah has settled down with Stedman, but they're not married. However, this is a little interesting, though, because, well, see, Prince, unfortunately, recently passed away. And he didn't have a will. However, if he were married, his wife would have gotten everything. If he was just settled in, person would have had no control over funeral arrangements, his estate, nothing. So
wait a minute. So he didn't have a wife or nothing?
He was married twice, but he divorced, and his only child, I think, passed on a week after he was born.
So
he has several half siblings and one sister from both his parents. But they're actually in court fighting over the money now.
Oh, man.
But if he had someone that he settled down with, it wouldn't have held any weight. And, you know, like, legally, she wouldn't have been entitled to anything.
Right. Oh,
so,
man. He should have settled down.
He should have been, I mean, if he would have been married or just at least had a will. But we are going to go over to the phone lines now. So we have a couple calls in queue. Caller, your number ends in 6982. Hello, welcome to the show.
What's up?
Hey, welcome to the show. How are you?
All right, and yourself?
Good.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Bronx, New York.
All right. You got a comment? You got a question?
As far as the settling down thing?
Right.
I think it's better to settle down than anything. The only people that don't want to settle down are hustlers. And people that want to grind for the love that they get, you know what I mean? But, you know, to have somebody that loves you, you know, day in and day out, and you don't have to hustle for it, I think that's a beautiful thing. But only
okay. I agree.
Only hustlers want to go out there and grind for it, you know what I mean, and hit the streets for it. Me, on the other hand, I'm not a hustler, so... You know what I mean? I'd rather have it right where I can get it.
Okay.
So you're settled down right now? Are you settled down?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm actually single. I've been single for a couple of years now. And I
Are you looking to settle down?
Well, I'm looking to get my, you know, life. I'm looking to get my life where it's supposed to be at before I do, you know, do that settling down thing. Because like you said, money can take you in a relationship. It can also take you out if you're not, you know, prepared for that settling down.
Right.
If you're not
financially
stable, you're going to be too busy trying to get yourself financially stable, and that takes you away from your significant other, so... I've always had the love, but in the middle of having that love, I had to do all the hustling to try to get to where I was. So that took me away from the person that I love. So you have to definitely be prepared in that financial spot. Also, you know, if you're, you know, if you have a dream that you're trying to accomplish, you know, That takes you away from, you know, who you're trying to love. Because
I agree.
You know, that passion becomes that other woman, and I've dealt with that. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree. And to piggyback off of something you said, your happiness does mean a lot before settling down. I've made that mistake,
absolutely,
you know, before in the past, not being happy with
correct
myself, settling down, and then boom, the whole thing blows up.
Correct.
So, and I've been in a situation, like you said, your work you do, you know, the type of work you do, where I'm all engulfed in my work and I'm settling down, and then boom, I don't realize that I didn't have the proper balance between my work and my relationship. So definitely I agree with that. You know, if you're going to settle down, make sure you're happy with yourself and you're ready
right
to balance your time no matter what
you
your job is.
Exactly. You have to definitely love yourself, because then you're going to look for that person to give you the love that you're supposed to give to yourself. And they're going to fall
That's
short.
That's not
going to
work.
Eventually.
Right.
They're going to fall
right
short, because they're not responsible for your happiness. Now, they can add to your happiness. They can't add that love for yourself. And that's
right
something that I had to learn. I might have learned it pretty late, but, you know, when
better
they fall short,
mm-hmm,
when they fall short, then you feel like, you know, oh, they didn't do what they promised. Because, you know, when you first get with somebody, you know, I mean, it's it's the strawberries and the candy and flowers until you get into the real
right,
Jesus.
Right.
And then when that stops, you think the love is over. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it can't
right.
be a Hallmark card every day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's worse both ways for men and women. For men and women. You know what I mean?
Right.
Women feel like, oh, if they're not getting them candy and flowers no more, oh, he ain't interested no more because he's already, you know, he's already been to the promised land and back. But that's not true at all. But, you know, if you felt a little more for yourself, you would know that's not the case.
Right. Okay. Well, we'd like to thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. This is Jeremiah, by the way. What's up, bro?
Jeremiah, what's up, man? Oh, that's
what's
my boy
up,
right
man?
There. He's calling and supporting me. All right. Yo, make sure y'all get that mixtape, Jeremiah Da Vinci, D-A-V-I-N-C-I. Ha ha. Google him. Thanks, bro. That's my boy right
all
there.
Right.
I didn't even know. Got some support out here.
We're going on to the next caller. Caller, your number ends in 0055. Hello, thanks. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me. It's Pound Cake. How y'all doing?
Hey, Pound Cake.
Pound Cake. Yo, give her a round of applause. Don't play with Pound Cake when she come up in here.
Thank you.
That's right. Don't play that. A1, day one. A1, day one. Pound Cake, you
thank
got a comment?
Thank you.
Settling down. Tell us, what's your thought?
I had settled down once, and it was beautiful, but right now I'm single, and I'm not ready to settle down again. It's you have to be in the right frame of mind for it. You have to be willing to love unconditionally and put in the work, because settling down, you do have to put in work for it. It's
right.
not
right.
all, you know, whipped cream and peaches.
Right.
What's the main reason you're not ready to settle down? What's the number one reason?
I enjoy my freedom. I enjoy coming and going as I please.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not willing to put in that work, and I haven't met anybody else that I think I could love unconditionally.
Hold on. I said one reason, one main reason. You gave us like three in one sentence. You named one. Your freedom.
The main one is that I enjoy my freedom.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense.
That's a good one.
Makes sense. I can understand.
All right. So with you being a single woman, how often do you, like, go out on dates?
I go out a few times within a month. Matter of fact, I have a date tomorrow, so, yeah, I go out a few times.
Cool, okay.
Is it a few times with the same person, or is it different people?
It's with the same person.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not in love with him.
Homeboy, if you're listening, 323-870-4010. She said she's not in love with you and you're taking her out tomorrow.
But we have that understanding. We have that
understanding.
That's important.
Yeah, we're on some real grown people-ish.
Oh, okay. Okay, I hear you. You have to understand it. You ain't have to tell the world you don't love him, though. The brother about to take you out.
I didn't say I don't love him. I said I'm not in love with him.
You are in love with him. Oh, all right.
I'm not in love with him. He's a beautiful person.
Okay.
But I'm not in love.
All right.
There's a difference.
It's definitely a difference, and I agree. It's definitely a difference. So, all right. Well, Pound Cake, thank you for your call. Thank you for your comment. We appreciate you as always.
You're very
thanks,
welcome.
Pound
thank
Cake.
You for letting me voice my opinion.
323-870-4010. Let us know your opinion. Settling down. settling down. Miss Incredible says it does not equate to marriage. Do you agree? Come on, you Bible toters. Call up 323-870-4010. Tell her that it does equate to marriage. She out here spewing that nonsense.
Knock it off. Stop
your
it.
Caller.
Your number ends in 8434. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's good? What's good, D? What's happening?
Oh, hey, D.
TSC in the building, for the seafood for life. What's good? What's good?
Lord, no, no.
What's going on?
All right, D, are you ready to settle down?
I mean, keep it on 100% with you. I've been ready to settle down for a long time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I do include settling down with marriage, though. Because, I mean, if you're settling down and then you ain't building nothing, you're just shacking up, bro. That's what the old folks say, right? Or just living
right.
in the crib together, seeing each other, you know, in a common law type thing. I mean, you know, I definitely want to, you know, find that one person, but I already know off grip, like, me, I'm a difficult person. So, like, I'm picky as hell. So, like, when it comes to me settling down, it's like, if she's not compatible with me, like she's not the yin to my yang, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically why I'm pretty much single. Like, I meet females, they do something that I'm like, yo, that's not going to work. I'm out. You know what I mean? I'm kind of by that law.
Jeez, you just cut them off like that?
I mean, sometimes you have to. You know what I mean? You don't want to pull a Band-Aid off slow and keep on ripping out hair. So you just got to rip that Band-Aid off. You know what I'm saying? But, it's extenuating circumstances for a lot of things. Like, I'm not that clean type of, like, please don't be up under me all the time. That right there is a major turn off. Like, it's a lot of things that some people feel as though that's the thing to do these days that I look at like, yo, I'm not with that shit. Like, nah, I can't get with it, you know? But that's the way the world is things.
So, you know, like the clingy thing, how often do you think you should see or date your partner, provided you don't live together?
I mean, you can see it as often as, or see your mate as often as possible. You know what I mean? That's something that, I mean, I'm kind of like on that old-fashioned thing, like, you know, I want to be, I'm around you. You want to see me. You want to see my presence. But at the same time, if you know that I'm at work or you know I have something I have to do, the thing that I would love for you to do best is just to be like, well, yeah, my baby out doing what he got to do, but he's coming home to me. Or, you know what I mean, when he gets out, me and him want to link up and, you know what I mean, do what we do. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, like I said, settling down when it comes to the marriage thing, that's when it comes to that, my baby coming home to me. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be no question of, is he going somewhere else when he leaves this spot? Is he with somebody else? And it's just that's what we built. We built that together. I mean, I catch a lot of people saying, like, putting in work in a relationship. It shouldn't. I mean, a relationship isn't work, for real. You know what I mean? It's only work when you make it work. You know what I mean? A lot of times people, they think they're happy. Like, much love to my baby Pound Cake. What's up, baby? But, you know what I mean? Like she said, I mean, she's enjoying her freedom. You know what I'm saying? So when you got your mindset on, and I ain't even trying to get emotionally involved with nobody, I'm not trying to do, that's what your mind state is. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, things can change at a heartbeat. That man can do something for her, or, you know what I mean, say something to her that makes her whole mind state change. You don't go out looking for a relationship. Relationships find you. You know what I'm saying? Once you go out looking for something, you know what I mean? Sometimes I tell you, you're going to find what you know, you're going to find something, but it's not going to be what you want or what you need. A lot of women
right.
I've noticed go on that, yo, he's not my type. But everybody that you dated that was your type, you ended up fucked over,
didn't
hurt,
work out.
Crying. You
right.
know what I mean? It ain't work out. Maybe you need to look for who's
right
for you and not who's the pretty much the dude that matches your fly or whatever. You know what I mean?
In other words, they should adjust their preferences.
Basically, keep open minds. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like you could be a chick that always, that you could love that Idris Elba look. You want that dude walking around with an 8-pack and and all that type of stuff. And that's the thing you run for. You run for them dudes that look like that. But it's that dude that's built like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a big dude, a fat dude. You know what I mean? He snores when he awake. You know what I mean? But he could be the dude that treats you the best that you ever been treated.
Right.
But you still stuff on, man. I need my man to look like he an extra for some shit like that. You know what I mean? And that kills it. It kills a lot of things.
All right, D. So I have this question for you. In order to have a successful relationship, you must fill in the blank.
Communicate. That's it. No, that's the end all be all. When you communicate, you build trust. You build everything else. When you can sit there, if you know your man is a world class freak, and you know that in the bedroom he's a motherfucking freak, don't be afraid to be a freak too. You know what I mean? And likewise, if you that way and your dude is that dude, just like, you got to express your feelings to each other. You know what I mean? I'm that type of dude that I just like random text messages of a titty in my phone every now and again, thinking like, you baby, click, here you go. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. That's just like, oh, shit, shorty thinking about me at home. Is that the third? I mean, it's that communication thing. You know what I mean? And once you communicate and once you got an understanding between each other on that trust level, on what your goals are, how y'all want to build together, that's going to be the greatest thing you could ever do, you could ever have. That's like a bond that can't be broken. That's your man, your best friend, your confidant, everything that you need in one. You know what I'm saying? And I know you still want to need your little girl time with your homegirls, but at the same time, that man is going to understand that. He's going to come home one day and say, baby, you ain't been hanging out with Tanisha and Eric in a long time. Go out there and go hang out with them for a little while. Go get you some girl time. I'm in the crib, you know what I mean, doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? The average dude will feel that way because it's like you sitting up under me every day with your camaraderie with your peers. You know what I mean? You got to go do that. And it should be vice versa.
Right.
Like, your man call you and say, look, baby, I'm just not getting off work, but I'm linking up with Jay and all of them. We're going to go shoot ball. And, you know what I mean? Whatever. We're going to go shoot pool. We're going to do whatever. All
right,
baby. I see you when I get in the crib.
Individual first. Right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Because you can love yourself all day, but that puts you on a level of, I ain't trying, because you can see chicks all day, like, walking around thinking they fly because they feel some kind of way, like they love themselves. But the dude, average dude that's a real man going to look at her and say, she nice, but look at this chick over here. She, you know what I mean? It's in the third. You know, he's gonna rock with her because she admits that feeling of confidence. I will appreciate confidence over the quote-unquote self-love these days. You know what I mean? The natural hair and all that type of stuff is beautiful to me. You know what I'm saying? Them lace fronts can go sit somewhere. not knocking anybody. Like, I'm not really too deep into the heavy makeup and the wigs and all of that. I wear a lot of polo. That fucks your clothes up when you get foundation on your clothes. I don't like all that makeup and all that. But to each his own.
Right. All right, so I have another question before I let you go.
Uh-huh.
A person who wants to settle down should blank.
Person who should settle down should not go looking to settle down. A person that's looking that wants to settle down should have an open heart, open mind, and be able to go with the flow of things and be able to, you know what I mean, to actually put in words what they want and what they feel and how they feel. But when you go searching for it, you know what I mean, they say looking for love in all the wrong places, that's what you're going to end up doing. That's
understood. Good answer. Well, of course, we thank you for calling in, D. We appreciate the love and support.
Never a problem. You already know. THC out.
323-870-4010. Let us know your thoughts on settling down. He had a lot of interesting points, definitely. I agree with him on that. You know, that understanding is a big thing. Communication and understanding, geez.
Definitely.
Settle down.
Understanding, compromise.
Yeah, understanding, compromise, sacrifice, all that good stuff. And don't just say it to be cliche. You got to really look up the definition of these words. Too many people just be saying these words, you know? Like, people, you know, you got to attempt, you got to make effort, you know, to make a relationship work when you're trying to settle down. I done made mistakes on my own, and I done settled down with people that made mistakes, but, you know, it's tough out here. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Don't do it. So I'll ask you the question I asked you. A person who wants to settle down should what?
Person who wants to settle down should, if you want to settle down, you definitely need to be more understanding of people in general, especially someone you're dating. So you can't be, you know, you can't, your standards or all these little requirements you may have in the back of your mind, whether it's conscious or subconscious, I think you need to try your best to, like Dee said, have an open mind, but try to understand the person that you're dating. You know, try to understand why they feel the way they feel, why they act the way they act, why they dress the way they dress, why they smell the way they smell, why their opinion is the what. Why is it that way? Don't just, you know, because their opinion differs for yours, then, oh, they're not good enough for me. You know what I mean? Oh, no. You know, they're not good. Why is that? You know, he's not rich enough for me. Well, why is he broke? You know what I mean? He's not broke enough.
Right.
Well, why is he not rich? You know what I'm saying? You understand why, and I think that would help you more, you know, because everyone is different. You know, every person is different.
Right.
You're never going to meet that perfect person. So if you understand why, and you willing to deal with that reason why, or you understand it, then you're closer to settling down. You know, you're closer to settling down. But in order to understand, to communicate, you know, you have to communicate. So I think that's the one thing. And it's difficult. I started thinking about it. It's difficult for men and women. You know, it's difficult for men and women because the makeup is so different. We're so different already. So it's like, I can't understand how you think as a woman or why, or I can't understand why how you think as a man. You know, that's why you got to continue to communicate respectfully and express yourself. So that's what I would say.
You have to communicate and definitely be very observant. Not just with the person not just with the male or female that you may be in a relationship with, but if you have cousin, sibling, or just friends or even family members, pay attention. Pay attention to the opposite sex or whatever whatever gender you happen to be into, and you'll learn a lot. I know I have.
Yeah.
Right. I definitely have.
Now, how often do you think you used to see each other, you know, when you're dating or when you settle down? Do you think people should live together when you settle down?
I don't see a problem with living together, coexisting. I don't see a problem with that. But if you don't live together, I would say at least twice a week.
Twice a week?
At least.
Twice a week, right? See, I fall hard, man. I fall hard. I don't know. When you talk about settling down with me, twice a week. That ain't.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what it is for me. I don't know if it's my ego or what the case may be, but for me to be
settling
down with you. Okay,
right.
Got you. That's minimum. Okay, makes sense.
I mean, that's minimum, but yeah, of course you can see the person more. That's how people end up moving in together, because you're under each other all the time, and it's like, okay, you're at her place or she's at your place 5 days out of the week, and you're both paying rent. So people end up just moving in together. It's like we're together all the time anyway. That's how it usually happens.
Yeah, you're right, because I'm frugal like that. I'll be like, how much you paying? How much I'm paying? Oh, no. We going right now. Well, yeah, Lisa, I just met you yesterday, but we moving in tomorrow. For real. That's one thing that will get me in a minute.
It's true. But if you're not, you know, living together, then, you know, you can hang out at least twice a week. You have a job, she has a job, or, you know, people are busy, so
right.
I would say minimum.
Okay.
The time is very important. The time is important because people lose interest interest does fade. You can be totally in love with someone, but you have to keep the interest. You do.
Right.
And they have to keep yours. If not, you're leaving room for somebody else to slide in. It may not
That's
always
true.
Look like, it may not always, you know, be a, you know, you may not always welcome a person to slide in, but it just happens that way, whether it be the guy that she's talking to at work or the girl that he cracked jokes with at work, or they end up getting closer to other people because you're not there. And she could be talking to you while she's at work.
That is a good point. That's a good point. Especially fellas, pay attention to that right there. That's a gem. Because basically she's saying, if you're dating a female and you want to settle down, you need to show constant interest in that female. Because you know you want to settle down. It doesn't necessarily take money. It could be time. It could be energy. You can make a card. You could walk in the park. But if you want to settle down and you're dating a female, especially if you're dating exclusively just this female, then you have to show interest no matter if you're broke or not. I have that same issue. I know how y'all feel. I'll be feeling that way too. Like, man,
you have to
I
be
can't
consistent.
Get rid of that. So, yep, you got
to
keep it going. You just
got to
be
consistent.
It ain't about money. Right. Go ahead.
Females, I mean, men are physical beings. We already know that. We have plenty of shows based on that. And females require
right.
attention. Females require
right.
attention. Again, females
right.
require attention. Whether it's a phone
right.
call, whether it's just this, I'm thinking about you text. Or, I mean, I know men, they appreciate attention as well. But you have to pay attention to a female because, again, she can lose interest fairly quickly if she is not given the attention by you. And if you're too busy, then you're not ready to settle down.
Yeah, that's
how
I got cheated on, but that's another topic.
I mean, if you have to find a balance. You really have to find a balance, honestly, because
I agree.
If you're super busy, you can't say, oh, I had to work overtime. Okay, she can understand that. That's part of being understanding, right? So you're working. Okay, cool. Where's her time? You have
right.
to find time for her because her hanging out with Jennifer and Sabrina, that's not going to last. Jennifer and Sabrina can't do what you do. So she's going to need some time from her man, and if you can't provide that, then maybe you're just not ready to be with her.
Makes sense.
Again, she requires attention. I can't say it enough. Do you believe in soulmates?
Soulmates? Yeah, I do.
You're going to lie.
Yeah, I was about to lie to y'all, man. You know I can't lie. I can't lie. I can't even lie to y'all. I got to always be honest and straightforward on air. But, yeah, I believe in soulmate. I do believe in soulmate. I believe. I mean, it still takes work, but I do believe in soulmate. Yeah, I do. I believe there's someone out there for everyone. And actually, there's two females out there for every male, but that's another show. That's not the debate. 323-870-4010. Call us up. Let us know your opinions on settling down.
And if you're already on the line, just press 1 if you want to chime in.
Yeah, press 1 if you want to chime in. Go ahead.
Doesn't matter if your parents does not like your mate.
Hell no. Hell no. Man, my parents is just my parents, and that's it. You ain't going to be having a say over my mate or whatnot. No, come on. No, I don't play that. Sometimes I don't even see how people be getting deep into those. Well, I guess I can see how you get deep into it because it is your parents. I may be exaggerating a little bit. So
it can be
I'm
tough.
I'm sure you care slightly. But
right.
me personally, it's only going to go by a certain distance before I be like, all right, get out of my business. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but you know why it could be tough? Because if you settle down with somebody and the holidays roll around, you're going to want to hang out with your family for the holidays as well as your partner. So it can be a little tricky.
Right, right. But I think it's up to you. It's always up to you to make sure that both sides are comfortable
in situations like that, especially if there is right. Especially if you know there's some type of tension, it's up to you. And if the, and if you know something disrespectful happens, it all falls on you at the end of the day. So,
right,
you know,
I agree.
You definitely care what they think, but you know, in situations like that, you got to manage that correct.
I definitely agree. So we do have a call in queue. Caller, your number ends in 4206. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show.
I guess we lost him.
Oh, yeah, we did.
All right, well, you can call back. 323-870-4010. Hit us back. Let us know what you think. How about, it's incredible, how about children? Do you settle down with someone? Would you settle down with someone with kids? Does the amount of children they have matter? Their age? What if they got a 29-year-old?
Okay, so I am open to dating someone with children. I have children, so, you know, who am I? I have young adults, rather. So I would settle down with someone with children. Does the age matter? I'm going to say maybe. It depends.
Okay.
It depends. How young are they? Age would matter as far as if the child is 9 months or 1 year old. It's like you must have been fresh out of a relationship. Like, how
okay. I see where you're right. I agree.
Yeah, that's kind of new. And there's plenty of people, and women included, who are on the dating scene who, you know, have babies under one. So it's like, you know, it depends. Does the amount of children matter? Absolutely. Because he can have the risk. Why are you laughing?
No, go ahead, because I have to laugh for that one. But go ahead. No, you drop the truth. Go ahead.
It does. Because if you, and I think we touched on this before on a different show. My thing is this. He can have 8 or 9 children, right? And it could all be by the same woman, which is great. He could have had, you know, been previously married, had a great big family. I'm all for it. I love big families. I have one. However, I have to share him with all 8 to 10 of those children. So how much time would you have for me? And how much respect would I have for you if you didn't spend time with your children?
That's a good point. And I know you probably said that before in the past. The way you put it right now, it really just hit me. That does make sense. You have enlightened me. And we're here to enlighten and entertain. So 323-870-4010. Give us a call. Let us know what your thoughts are on settling down. Does children matter? Does the age of children matter? How many children? How many baby daddies? How many baby mamas?
Does the amount of children matter to you?
No. I love children.
Because
bring them on. Give me 50 of them. Give me 50. You can come to me with 50 kids. I'm gonna have at least 11 of them superstars somewhere. About 3 NBA players. One rapper. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have a lawyer. Yeah, I turn kids into stars. Give me 50 of them. We gonna eat. Nah, I really love kids. So to me, it don't really matter. I love kids so much. I would just sacrifice that. Like thinking about it, how you said, how much time you have for me, and this, that, and the third. I would just be like, see, as a man, I'm an alpha male, so I'll take over the situation. So it'd be like, all right, we all going out. Me, you, and all your kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little easier for a male, or especially a male like myself, who doesn't mind taking initiative if you have children. Now, someone with a different personality,
you know, it may be different. I could see how a woman would think differently, though. No, no, no. No, no, you're not spending time. You're give my time. I'll tell you, that makes sense. The way you just put it, it makes a lot more sense to me than did before. So I'll tell you on that.
You have to keep in mind that you are becoming a part of these children's lives because you're settling down with their parents.
Right.
So when they're with their parent, whether you live with the parent, let's say you live with the parent, so when they come over to your home, you know, you are helping raise them because they're in your home.
Right.
So it can be tricky. It can be tricky. And then you have a lot of parents who can't co-parent to get, you know, it's a problem with them co-parenting. They have issues or it's drama or, you know, so you really have to be careful of the situation that you put yourself in.
Right. I agree.
You really have to be careful. So would you settle down with someone who is much younger than yourself?
Much younger than me?
Let's say 10 to 15 years younger.
Let me think. 10? Yes, I would do 10. 15? Woo! Man, 15 is pulling me close. And 15 on a border, man, you got to be, ooh, really? 15 years younger, you got to be, first of all, your conversation got to be A1 grade.
Well,
you know, that's
15 years younger with 50 kids, because you said the kids are okay, right?
Wait, 15 years younger with how many?
You said you take all 50 of the kids, didn't you say?
Wait, I changed my mind. Hold on. Wait, okay. Oh, man, 15 years younger is tough for me. Nah, I would. I think 15 is my limit, though. I think 15 is my limit. Because anything younger than 15 years younger than me is dating my son's friends. That's just dating. That ain't even in my, you know? No.
Right.
So I could think I could do 15. Yeah, I think that would be my absolute limit. You know, I definitely could do 10, you know, do 10 easily, but older than me,
I could probably do
anything. You can do 10? Can you do 15?
No, I can't do 15.
Can you do 12 and a half?
No. Actually, 10 is pushing it for me.
Ooh.
Ten is pushing it.
Wow.
I have tried to date someone that was 10 years younger and it just didn't work. We weren't on the same page. We weren't on the same level mentally.
Right.
But I can't, I mean, you have some men that are 10, 15 years older who, you know, may not be on your level either. So, but the chances are greater. If he was older than if he were younger, he may be a little bit more, you know, I want to say established, but that may not necessarily be the case. However, mentally, I think it may be a better deal going older.
Right.
Plus, right. You know, younger, I think, you know, if the guy is too young, you know, he still has to fill himself out because I think 30 is a pretty even age for you to start learning yourself. Because people in their early 20s, I don't think they really know who they are yet. You're just coming into yourself.
I agree. Right.
So if you're just coming into yourself, I won't know you because you don't know you. You know what I mean? You got to get to know yourself first. So I think 30 is a pretty even age.
Okay. Okay, that makes
sense.
And you said you would go 15 years older? You would?
I would. I would. I definitely would.
Would you
we have a caller.
Would you go? Okay, go ahead. Bring the caller on.
Caller, your number ends in 8661. Hello, welcome to the show.
First of all, how you doing? My name is Johnny Prince. What's going on?
Oh, Mr. Prince, welcome.
What up, brother?
Hey man, what's going on, man? It's a pleasure hearing y'all over these over the waves, man. You know, long time. The world needed your AOI, you know, so I'm glad y'all back on.
Thank you, thank you.
You know what I mean? Much success to y'all, for real. So, you know, I just wanted to chime in on what's going on and the stuff I heard. You know, it's kind of interesting, you know? So I read what the show was about, which I seem to be talking about something else. I thought maybe I read it wrong, I got it wrong, I don't know. I thought the topic was it dating somebody younger than you or older than you?
No, it's settling down. And dating someone younger or older was one of the questions. So, would you date someone that was 10 years your junior?
Nah, hell no. Nah, absolutely not. You most likely brainwashed by society's lady. No, hell to no.
So you go 10 years. You go 10 years up?
I'm 10 years older. Hell yeah, 10 or 15 years older.
So, 10 years younger is not much, though. 10 years younger.
But the problem is there's this new woman. This new woman and this new man today. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't hold the same values as I was. You know what I mean? I was raised by, you know, I'm from a generation of morals and values and stuff, and I was taught by, you know, a household with a mother and a father and grandmas and dad, my aunts, my uncles, everybody, you know, all my family was around, so I was taught, you know, certain values, you know. So, but these women are being raised in single parent bitter homes, you know, whether it be the mother or the father. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all that carries on into this, you know, this child that grows up to be 30, 31, you know, with the same value, same bitter. I don't need a nigga. You know what I mean? I don't need that. I don't need no man. I don't need your attitude, bitch. Get out of here.
You know,
I
hate you.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need that. And that is, you know, in respect, that's in a lot of older women as well. But it's more prone to the younger. These younger females, so I ain't gonna take my chance on a 30-year-old, 31-year-old. You know what I mean? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So
that makes sense.
Yes.
Are you ready to settle down?
I don't know because again, it's this new woman, they don't hold. They don't hold the same values as me. I'm a different type of dude, man. I'm a manly man. And a lot of women are not.
Okay.
They don't know how to handle a manly man. I'm not talking about a man. You know, you have your man, you got your manly man. You know, I was taught to, you know, to be a force, to be the foundation, to be the rock, you know, to be a leader. You know, these young dudes, they just taught to just, you know, how to cater to a woman's needs, and that's it. If you know how to take care of a woman, then you're a man. No, it's more than a man is just taking care of a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's more than a man is just fucking her, right? You know what I mean? No. You know
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so that would mean that you're single. What are some of the benefits of being single right now?
Oh, no stress whatsoever. No stress that's it. You know, you get to pretty much, do as you please, and you get to be who you are. You know, without the stress of someone saying, well, damn, you know, or whatever, you know. So unfortunately,
right.
Yes, I heard that, you know, being in a relationship shouldn't be work. And it's right, it should be work, but that's kind of, you know,
that's what,
kinda
that's
unrealistic.
Just what it
kinda
is.
It's kind of unrealistic because, you know, that the staying consistent requires some sort of effort.
Effort. Right.
So to be consistent,
well,
you know what I'm saying? It just needs to be quite work.
That's true. But we'd like to thank you for definitely for tuning in. And,
thank you very much.
Thank you for chiming in.
He
made great points, too.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. But unfortunately, we are going to bring the show to a close, so we would like to thank everyone for tuning in. And if you have any topic or show ideas, you can email us at theartofintimacyshow@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter.
Follow us everywhere.
At She Is Incredible. The Black Underscore Dr. Phil.
Yep.
Right. And at AOI Talk Show. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of it. And,
right, hashtag AOI Talk Show. You'll find us on all social media.
And every Wednesday, that's right, next week, every Wednesday, 9:30 p.m., we will be right here, and we'd love for you to join us. So until then, we wish everyone a good night, and thanks for tuning in.
Good night.
Good night.
Incredible, unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Yep, yeah, topics ranging from marriage to politics.
Word up.
Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk.
Yeah,
real talk, real response. Non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in.
Yeah.
Well. And the beautiful. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
You hear it?